In Perek Vav, Seif Dalet, Ois Dalet. I was learning with a Chevri yesterday, I mentioned that we know from the Svarim that each day of Chanukah is a different Hashpa, a special Koyach of that day, which is coming from the Nasi of that day. And by the second day of Chanukah, there's a tremendous hashpa of Torah, because the Nasi is Shev Yisoscha, and Yisoscha is the Koyach of Torah in Klai Yisrael. So to learn Eiris HaTorah on Erev Shabbos, Chanukah, and the whole Koyach of Yisoscha, which is very Mekusha B'chlal to Chanukah, in other ways, is a special schuz. So let's try to understand what Rav Kook is saying. It's very hard. It's all b'derech hefsheh. And if there are other ways to understand it that you have, then you're probably right and you should understand it that way. But it's just to try whatever we can get from the word. So tachas of a person's life is to be misroimim l'rayonis al-yarnim, to lift oneself up to higher concepts and higher ideas, to be misroimim l'rayonis al-yarnim. But it's not enough just to have a life where a person lifts himself up to think of higher things, l'rayonis al-yarnim. It's not enough. Of course, the tachlis is not just to lift oneself up to greater ideals and higher ideas, but to coordinate one's life, to adjust one's life, to live according to those rayonis alyonim. To live by those rayonis alyonim. So we're learning this morning about the inyan of Heichal HaMalach and Shabbos and a tefillah to be able to come into the Heichal HaMalach and to have Siyata D'Shmai, that we should have in the Kud of Emes and wanting to have Shabbos in that way of being by the Malach. So it's a very, very great and exalted idea that we should try to live that way. We should try to daven for that, and we should try to live that way, especially Shabbos Chanukah. Kshadim Yisroim l'rayonis l'yayinu matim ezroch v'alpiyam. When a person lifts himself up to these higher ideas, and he is matim ezroch v'alpiyam, and he adjusts and coordinates the paths of his life practically to live according to those higher ideas, in the depths of his spirit, he's able to return to the sheresh, to the root of the Torah, the root of his Torah. V'sein chalkeinu b'sarasacha. We've spoken about this many times. Each and every one of us has our own chelik in Torah. Each and every one of us has a certain amount of Torah that Hashem Hashbach gave each one of us, the years of our lives, and the kaichas of seichel and so on, and the sensitivity of the heart, to be able to return to the shoresh of Torah, as it is rooted in each and every one of us. And that's the tachlis of our lives. To come back to that Torah that we learned with the Malach, that we learned with the angel. Which when the Malach teaches the baby Kol HaTorah Kula, doesn't say anything exactly. What does that mean? Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah. But we understand, and it says in the Svarim, that each person has his shayrish and tyra. A person comes to the world, you see, that, and we've spoken about this so many times, that this one has netiyah to learning Tanakh, this one has more, he's driven halacha, this one pnimiyus tyra, this one musa, this and gemara, but he has a different chalik according to his shayrish of tyra. But when the person, it's not enough for the person to have these great and noble thoughts of Torah, but he has to try to adjust his life to live in that way. And then, it's possible for a person to return or to be reunited with the Sherish HaTorah, with the root of Torah, with Tzurasa HaElyona, in its highest form. In its highest form, Shemegamasa, the tachlis of which is lahar mesa'ilam le'elyonusa elyonusai hamu'utedas lai. It's the tachlis of Torah in its tzur ha'elyona is to lift the entire world up to that madrega that is destined to reach. And so it is with each person. When the person returns to the Shirish of Torah, so then he's able to come to that point for which he was created, that was waiting for him. And ultimately the whole world can be lifted up to that place. Mimela kol mashu hu lai meid, and Mimela, how does that affect a person? How does the person feel that on a very practical level? How does he sense that? How does he know that? That he's coming into contact with the shorish of his Torah, with the shorish of the Torah that was given to him, his chelik that he was given at Har Sinai. How does a person know that? So Rav Kook says, Mela kol mashu hu lomed miprotei Torah. There is this sense that everything that he's learning in Torah, anything that he's learning in Torah, any detail that he comes to, whatever it is in Torah, and then a dvar chiddush etzlo. It's not really something which is entirely new. It's like meeting up with an old friend. It's something that feels vaguely familiar, or not. Maybe not so vaguely familiar. It's enein dvar chiddush etzlo. This is a particularly strong feeling in many balei tshuva, who, for no fault of their own, were not learning Torah their entire lives until that point. They weren't raised that way. And when they start to learn Torah, it's not a dvar chiddush etzlo. It's not something which is new. It's something which is very, very old. It goes back to the beginning of my existence, and I just was kept from it. You don't have that lahavdu in any other subject, in anything else in the world. But with Torah, since Torah is the shorish of the metzias of a person, therefore, really, it's enin etvar chiddush etzlo. And the more one feels that, it doesn't take away the excitement of learning something. But the more comfortable one feels, and the more familiar one feels with the Torah that he's learning, the more of a sign it is that he's connecting to that Torah Elyona that's the shorish of who he is. It's not something which is like a dvachidish, like a surprise or something new. Kim Kamoi Haskar, it's more of a reminder. Lama Sheyesh Kvar Vekaychai. Every word of Torah is a reminder of what's there inside of him. Of what never went away. It was just sitting there waiting, but it's inside of him. Haskar lama sheyesh kvar b'koicha. Again, that's not with biology or literature or anything else, lahavdil. That's the connection that a Jew has to Torah. Zel soid, and that is the deeper meaning of what the Gemara says in Brachos, that mitoy shechasidim haim terosa mishtameres. What the Gemara there is talking about, how could it be? You see that the chasidim, Rishonim, in the early days, that the chasidim Rishonim, these great people, these righteous Jews, that they used to prepare an hour before davening, they used to prepare for davening. And then there was an hour davening, on a regular day. And then that there was an hour after the davening to tie up everything, to tie together. So make a cheshbon of shachris mincha ma'ariv. So the question of Gemara is the question in the Gemara is, so then what's going to be with Torah? How much time is there left for learning? A person spending so much time davening, so what time is left for learning? So Chazal says such an amazing thing: the Torah Chasidim Haim Terosam Mishtameres, because of their righteousness, Terosam Mishtameres. Now we could translate that the Torah is guarded inside of them, Terosam Mishtameres. Or there are those who explain that even though there's less time, but everything that they learn, they remember, they're able to chap, or others explain that it, because of the davening and so on, that it comes to have siyata d'shmai, and the learning comes easier and faster. There are many, many explanations. Terosam Mishtameres. Rav Kook seems to be saying that the Torah of each and every person is Mishtameres, meaning it's being watched and guarded. It's waiting for him. It's sitting inside of him. Amach Kulam Tzadikim. And inside each and every one of us, there's that Torah that Hashem created us to learn. That amount, that depth of Torah that we were created for, each person, in his way, in her way, each person. That maybe what Rav Kook is saying is that through the chasidus, remember that the condition of all of this happening is that the person doesn't only have great and exalted ideas in learning and of life and of Torah, but he tries to adjust his practical day-to-day life to be in sync with the things that he's learning. That's chasidus. And as a result of that program of combining rayonis el yonim, great and deep thoughts, together with a practical day-to-day program of trying to live up to those great and exalted thoughts, that through that, the person becomes a chassid, and chassidim, the terosa mishtameres, that Torah that was guarded for them, that Torah that was waiting for them, that Torah that each and every one of us has sort of sitting in the wings, it's preserved for them, the terosa mishtameres, and the person is able to access that and to meet up with that. And whenever he's learning, he feels that Torah which is Mishtameres. He has this feeling of familiarity, of an unbelievable amount of warmth and familiarity and comfort and excitement that comes with meeting a long-lost friend that was waiting, that was there, but you didn't know. You didn't know that it was there. And when you come to that, then you say, oh, you were here all the time. So the terosam is mishtameres. I say. Yesh megama achas l'tayra. One of the megamas, one of the objectives of Torah, or the objective of Torah, is la'iras atzad haruchni ha'elyon shebaadam. This is connected to what he was just saying. Is to be ma'ira, is to awaken that tzad ruchni ha'elyon shebaadam. Again, there's that Torah which is mishtameris. There's that side of great ruchnis inside of each and every person. Each inside every one of us, there's that ruchnis. But the ruchnis can lay dormant. I could just sit there and a person could be asleep. The ruchnis could be sleeping. Torah is the strongest way to be ma'ira the tzad ruchnis ha'elyon shebaadam, to wake up that sleeping ruchni is inside the person. Shia osog b'muskolos kedoshes, the person becomes occupied with holy thoughts. B'muskolos kedoshes. And as a result of that, v'yesar m'shikua behemi gufani. And that pulls him away from being embedded in the physical animal life of Olam Hazeh. V'yasar m'shikua behemi gufani. By being osuk in the muskolos kedoshes, by thinking thoughts of Torah, by learning Torah, the tzad haruchni, the chelak eloka of a person is awakened. The nefesh elokis becomes active. And mimela, he loses more and more of his cheshek. More and more he loses his cheshek for the shikur bahami gufani, for his previous way of being shakur, of drowning and sitting in the bahamias of the guf, of the body. Shemedal is koach atzmiyusa. The nefesh of Bahamas, the guf, causes there to be a terrible weakening. Shemedal is koach atzmiyusa. It weakens the koach of the person himself, of who he really is. The nefesh of Bahamas, the shikur bahami gufan, he is an unbelievable distraction. Not just a distraction from higher and greater things, but a distraction from himself, from who he really is. V'yasar m'shikur bahami gufani sh'medavlos koach atzmiyusa. That is weakening the koach of atzmiyusa, of who he is, of the etzim of who he is. That he's not able to find himself because he's so lost in the nefesh of Bahamas. The nefesh of Bahamas is Leyevucha Elzar. It's that foreign. The nefesh of Bahamas is that foreign God. Therefore, when it comes to the inyan of nefesh of Bahamas, a person doesn't have this sense of this is something who I am. Other rabbis, people are always saying, if they do something horrible, God forbid, they're disgusting, they say, it's not me. And a person tries to, as much as possible, to disassociate himself from the terrible thing that he did. And to say, I don't know what came over me. It's not me. It's something else. He says, Vayebucha Elzar, that the side of that animal aspect of oneself, even though it is you, but it's not the essence of who you are. So whereas when it comes to the nefesh elokis, when a person's mind begins to become occupied with muskolos kedoshes, with holy thoughts, and a person is learning, it's ma'ir the tzad ruchni, it awakens, it wakes up the elokus in the person. And mimela, he loses the strong connection, the feeling, the attraction that he had for the nefesh of Bahamas things, for the inyan of the nefesh of Bahamas, and he begins to see more and more how that wasn't him. He sees more and more how that wasn't him. If anybody would make an experiment not to look at a computer for 6 months, really it would work even for 6 days, but to start off easier, the 6 months, because that's easier than 6 days in certain ways, just to cut yourself off. And that's not such a long period of time, 6 months. If you cut yourself off for 6 months, then when you would come back, it would look very strange. It would look very, very odd. But it would never be like that with Torah. The person, God forbid, was cut off from learning. Even a Jew who never learned his life, when he comes back to it, it doesn't look to him like anything odd. It looks to him like the most familiar and cozy thing he ever saw. When it comes to Inyanu of the Nefesh Bahamas, since the Nefesh Bahamas, the whole Inyan of the Shikur in the Guf, being embedded in physical things, weakens a person's connection to himself. That's what it means. It's medaldol is koyach atzmiyusai. It weakens the koyach of the atzmius of the person, of who the person really is. And he's living a life of who he really isn't. So a person is constantly saying, oh, that's really not me. That's not really me. I didn't mean to do that. Or you find yourself telling somebody after you did something, Ben Al Machaveh, that wasn't nice. I really want you to know that that's not who I am. And even the person says, well, I don't know, since I know you, it's like 45 years. It's pretty much what I've seen. No, that's not really who I am. So who are you? What do you mean? I've always seen that. You're very consistent, and that's not who I am. There's a feeling of strangeness. That's what it means. La'yevucha elzar. The Yetzirah is called an elzar, a foreign god. There's always a feeling of foreignness. There's always a feeling of distance. There's never a desire on the part of a yid to identify with the. With the Nefesh Bahamas, with that which is Behemigufani, there's always a feeling of strangeness. So when a person does something nice, we spoke about this a million times, when a person does something nice, does a good thing, he feels, that's the etzem of who I am. Even though, if you look at his life, and he's honest about himself, he would say that the amount of things that he does that are for his guf, let's say this, if we would present this as a competition, then his goof is like winning, you know, like 115-40 or something. It would be a basketball game, right? It would be a terrible. Was this the goof is ahead 115 and the neshama is 40. The whole inyan of Chanukah is that the rabbim is biyad matim, like I mentioned this morning. Is that the many can be delivered into the hands of the few. How is it possible that the Hashmonaim that they won? There are millions of Yevanim. You see, the Mamish, the armies, the Chaldewa, the armies themselves consist of hundreds of thousands of people. And then the Yevanim, other Yevanim, and the Misyavnim. And the Hashmonaim was a Mishpach of Kahanim. And you shouldn't imagine the Hashmonaim in such a way that they're like in the little children's books. Think of them like, you know, this one's Hercules and the other one is Superman. This one's Batman. They were yeshiva bachim. They were kahanim. You don't think of the Maccabim. You think of the Maccabim. Even though we have, you know, Yehuda Maccabi, there was a gevura. There's a gvur elokis in him. But you shouldn't think of it like some picture that you have, like, you know, like Rambo, you know, standing with a machine gun and mowing down all the Yevanim and, like, you know, like chewing up some tobacco or something. They were tzaddikei, they were kadosh elyon. They were kadosh elyon. They weren't fighting people. And how is it possible such a thing Hashem Yisbarach made a miracle? But the Torah says that, like the Maral says in all this Svarim, the etzem always defeats mikra. The essence of something always defeats that which is not essential. The essence is stronger than that which is not essential. The klal in all of creation. If we would be the etzem of who we are, then there would be no union with Palestinians or Arabs, and we wouldn't have to have all of this time howling if we would be who we have to be. Because the etzem always defeats the mikra. The essence of what something is always defeats that which is only a mikra, which is not the essence. So the Chashmonaim came to that point within themselves of Micha Moicha Ba'ilam Hashem, of Mila Hashem Eli, and they came to that Nakuda of Mesiris Nefesh, that they were prepared, they were going to die. There's no way Alpidach HaTava that they could win such a war. It was the craziest thing. The Jews themselves were against them. And how could they have done such a thing? Did they think they were going to win? So they were moisted themselves without making a cheshbon, without sitting in a boardroom with maps and figuring out a strategy. What happened was that when they saw, they came to a point, especially by the gzeiros that they made the Yevonim, the Jewish girls were going to be defiled. And it came to a nakuda that there was going to be a bittle of elokus, but the whole plan kivyochel of Hashem to have a Knesset Yisrael in the world. Ramzu yatzarti li tehilas yisapeyu. And it came to that point where every Jewish girl that was getting married, so they made a gzeir that she had to go, God forbid, to be with the guy, with the general or something. So just like Shimon and Levi, the Kahanim came from Sheva, the Chashmonai came from Sheva Levi. In other words, you think that you could defile that nekuda within a Jew that's called Achaseinu, Achaisi, Rayosi, Tamasi, that's called a Besula, that's undefiled, untouched by any guy. Do you think you could do such a thing? So it wasn't a cheshbon. We have to plan out a military strategy. It was an explosion. It wasn't a cheshbon. It was an explosion of Mesiris Nefesh. And they thought they were going to die. They didn't know there was going to be any kind of a miracle. Even in those days, we're not seeing miracles. We didn't see miracles. And we see when you read the Chashmonaim that they went to die, but they weren't. But the feeling was that this simply can't be. We can't sit back and allow this to happen. We can't allow this to happen. And that hergish brought them to that place within themselves of the atzmius, of the essence of a Jew. That's the pach echad. That's the jar of oil. This munach. That essence of a Jew that's guarded with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, that's pure. And then they went and they saw an amazing thing. Rabban Biad Ma'atim, Tamein Biad Tahirim, right? Gibran Biad Chaloshim, Zayn Biad Oskei Sarasacha. L'cho Asiz Hashem Gadol V'Kadosh Balamach. That when the etzim is revealed, then mimela, everything that's not of the essence, is blown away. That's why if we would have leaders in Eretz Yisrael, and if we would be on that madrega as a people, we wouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed, and we would be who we're supposed to be. Then the whole column of this whole column of our enemies, of what's going on, would fall away. And the only time that we were matzliach with our enemies is when Yidden and Jews spoke the language of atzmius, not the goyish language of world diplomacy, but spoke the lashon of atzmius. Then the goyim always back off. Then our enemies are afraid, because then the enemies understand, uh-oh, there's a little bit Hanukkah over here. You see, this looks like a Hanukkah thing coming up over here, and they're going back off. But when we have leaders who don't have a shaychus to the atzmius of what it means to be a Jew, and all they're doing is they're bowing down and offering terrorists, please, please take more of Eretz Yisrael, please, please have this, and this way we'll have peace. So then our enemies see that the Jews are not chashmonayim, they're not makabim, they're so far, far, far away from the atzmius. And then there's no inyan of miyatim. If it's possible that a yid in his life, as I mentioned this morning, even though we're learning in the Nezi Yisrael, even though the minority of his life might be lived in Kedusha, but at least he believes and he feels that small amount of time each day that I put into learning, into saying brachas and doing mitzvahs, that's the etzem of who I am, then that can defeat all the other moments and all the other hours of the day, and a person can be an elohi yid. But if a person doesn't look at himself that way, and he, God forbid, begins to think that who he is this person who's shakua in the Bahamias of the Guf, that's who he really is. And Yiddishkeit is this pathetic life preserver that somebody sends out to him and to pull him in with a rope a little bit. He sees that the etzim of who he is that he's no different than a guy. He's just shakua in the inyan of this world. So then the Yetzer Hara sees, oh, we don't have any Maccabi over here. There's no Chashmonaim over here. There's no Chashmonaim over here. And then you lose. So Rav Kook is saying that when a person through learning Torah is ma'oira the tzad ruchni, ha'elyon shavodim, the koyach of Torah is to be ma'oira the tzad haruchni ha'elyon shavodim, to wake up the nefesh elokis. And the mind becomes preoccupied with holy thoughts. And mimele yisar mishikua behemi gufani. We're going to learn from Bissel Salanta, from the Igeres HaMusa. We'll see in a little while if we'll start. I'm going to forget to it now, but soon. That mimele the person yisar mishikua behemi gufani. The world becomes less chashiv to him. The world becomes less chashiv. The Nefesh of Bahamas, he sees the Nefesh of Bahamas. I was saying before that if a person doesn't look at the computer for 6 months, then when you go and you look at it, you see it looks strange. So a person hasn't had television, hasn't looked at a television in 20, 30, 40 years, if you happen to see it for 2 minutes because you're in the airport, you're walking someplace, there's a television, It looks to you like this is the kind of a thing that only somebody who is an imbecile, who's a complete and total moron, who's not normal, would look at. Not because of preachers and znus. Ta'anat, that's something else. Then I would have said the word manuvel and mushchas. Not that. An imbecile. Only an imbecile would look at such things like they have. Things like what's a commercial? What does it mean, b'chlam? Only because a person grows up and sees this. But anybody that is out of that, he looks at it for a second. It's you laugh at it because you don't understand how could anybody see such a stupid thing? It's so silly. Besides, there's Muslim priests. It's so silly. What kind of things are happening on television? The things are flying, especially now because of the computer, how they do it, and things and how people are talking in a way that they don't really talk and acting in a way that they don't really act. I always remember, because when I was a kid, made a roshim on me, this commercial. You know, you had these commercials like for toothpaste. I once mentioned this. There's a commercial for Brill cream. Oh, is that toothpaste? That's for the hair. It was, I don't know, one of the toothpaste. There was a commercial. So I have a guy like, he's a big low yisloch. All of his friends have girlfriends, he doesn't have anything. So this guy gets this toothpaste. That's the commercial for this toothpaste. And you see him like holding this toothpaste. Also, nobody in the world ever does anything like that. Do you ever do that? Do you ever like stand someplace by yourself and hold your toothpaste like that? But that's what happens in the commercial. So he holds his toothpaste and he's like thinking about something. And he puts on this toothpaste. Sounds like he puts on just one time. I don't know. And then the next thing you know, he's driving in a car and he comes to a red light and there's some beautiful girl in the car close next to him. And the next thing you know, like that, she's in love with this guy. What kind of an imbecile thinks that way? What kind of a normal thing is that? Because a book puts on toothpaste. Maybe she's a dentist. Maybe she's a dentist. Oh, double thing. Yeah, I remember that. That wasn't kosher. But these are such crazy things. And that's already, that was 40 years ago. That was nothing. I don't even know what is have nowadays. I don't know what there is. But it's crazy. But b'shasmai, if you shakua in that inyan, you think it's normal. But when a person goes out of it, and especially al haskama v'kama, if a person's mashkia his mind in what? In the tzad haruchni ha'elyon, the muskolas kedoshais, then mimela v'yasar mishikua v'hami gufani. Shemadavos karhats miyusa. That's why it looks so strange to him afterwards. It looks so strange to him. Because it's foreign to him. It wasn't the etzem. It was never the etzem of who he was. It was something artificial. The essence is always stronger than that which is artificial. That's a club. When something belongs to you, you'll fight harder for it. When it belongs to you, that's the klal of Kol Da'alam Gevar in Bav Netziah, in Halacha. That there's such a concept that the person will fight for what's his. And if it's not yours, you don't have the kaychas to fight for it. That's the answer to the Yetzirah. How am I supposed to overcome this Yetzirah? That's to be a Maccabee, to be a Chashmonoi. How are you supposed to overcome it? She say, I can't, because Rabbim, there's so many. The Yetzirah Lechem was so strong. Eichel Uchal Lahirisham. Gedoylim Vatsumim Imani. How could I possibly defeat this other side, the Sitrach? All of that Sitrach, with all of the armies, like you see in these parashiyos, right? Like Esav comes with 400 thugs. So how's it supposed to be? So you remember what the answer is. What does Rashi say? Last Shabbos. What does Rashi say? No? It's like the marshal of the... One spark. You have the flax, the whatever. And it's big. You have all this cotton, let's say. It's huge, huge, huge. One spark, one little thing, one little spark from the fire from the fire destroys all of that. So Yaakov Avinu was nispol from the world of Esav, because Esav, the world of Esav is gedolim v'atzumim imeni. The world of Esav is, how could I possibly deal with all of this? How could I overcome all of this? All of these websites and all of these things in the world. How could I possibly? So Hashem Shabbach says to Yaakov Avinu, what do you think? Beis Yaakov le'esh, Beis Yosef is a lahava, right? One spark of emes. One spark of the etzim. One spark of what's real destroys in a second all that's artificial. You see this with you. I've seen myself Jews that you put tefillin on them and then all of a sudden they start to change their lives. How could it be? The guy has 50, 60 years of tumah, 50, 60 years of sheker. That's more than 400 b'nei Esav. 4,000, 4 million Esavs. And you put on them a tefillin, and you say with him a Kriya Shema, like setting a match to the cotton, it's gone. Rabban biyad ma'atim, kibor miyad chaloshim. Because when a person is who he's supposed to be, then he's always stronger than anything that's not what it's supposed to be. That's a klal. And that's the koich of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the koich of the Tzadik. It's Mezgalifu, the Indian of Yosef is Elohava, the fire of Yosef HaTzadik. When a person comes to that point within himself, that's Emes. And that's what Rav Kook is talking about. The terrorism, Ha'oyer, the Tzad Ruchni Ha'elyon Sheva Odom. The Tzad Ruchni Ha'elyon Sheva Odom. So, Mela, Yesa'am, Yishikur Baham, Yigufam. It burns away in a second. All of the Asafs. Because why? Because that stuff, the Asaf stuff, is Medadalas Kayach Atzmiyuso. It weakens the Kayach Atzmiyuso. It's brought to such a weakening of who he really is. So he doesn't believe in that anymore. We could do the same thing nowadays. If we would have the ability to, if we would mechazik ourselves to say, Mila Hashem Elai. We do the same thing. We could be Nuchashmanayim. In Gashmis and in Ruchnis. In Gashmis and Ruchnis. But we don't. Umitzad ha-megama ha-shlilas, shal ha-sor me-ra kol inyani Torah shavim heim. Here he says a very deep thing, and we're going to have to see more from the Igeres HaMusar. Rav Kook says that as far as removing the evil from a person's life, getting out of the behemoth stuff, he says, really, there's no chiluk with which part of Torah you're learning. In other words, you like to learn, you're learning Navi, you're learning Gemara, you're learning Mashava, you're learning Mishnayos, Chumash Rashi, but it's sad. Hamagam Ashlim Shel Hasara, as far as that ideal of getting out of the bad stuff, of burning away the bad stuff, Rav Kook says, Kol Inyani Torah Shavim Heim. All, any area of Torah can do that. Any area of Torah. You like halacha, you Isaac a lot in halacha. If you put your koichas into it, and you put your heart and your soul into learning, or into shas, or into tanach, whatever. Any limud of Torah has that fire that could burn away the inconsequential, artificial world of Esav, the side of Ra. And as far as that's concerned, kol in yoni Torah shavim hay. Whatever you're learning could do that. So you can get this person that he's involved in all kinds of bad stuff, and he made a chavrusim, bava kama. Or better yet, he's learning zvachim, and he's learning about things that have no bearing at all on his life, and has no connection. He asks, what are we going to be learning? So we're going to learn zvachim. It has to do with karbanis. But we don't have karbanis these days, so how's that going to help me right now? I have a problem. I have this problem, I have that problem with this yetzar and that yetzar. So what's zvachim going to do for me? He says, we're going to be zveach the yetzar. How? How am I going to shecht my yitzhar by learning something that has no shaykhis to what my inyan is? So Rav Kook says that mitzad ha-megama ha-shlish la-sar me-ra kol inyani Torah shavim hay. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter divides this into two parts, we'll see. Because there certainly is, as Rabbi Yisrael says, there certainly is a mile that if a person has a certain struggle that he should, let's say he has a taiva with gneiv or scotch, that he's not so honest in business. Obviously, and Rizal talks a lot about this, if that person will start to have a seder, what, in Strawn, in Chesh Mishpat, and to learn Dini Mamas, and Hilchas Gneiv, and Zeila, obviously that will help him by learning, because a lot of what we do wrong, we just don't know, we don't understand, and we'll see, he talks about how come people, he says a regular Yid is not going to, where he, in those days where he was, is not going to eat in the Vales and Trevis, but he says the Lashon Hara, doesn't hold back at all. So there's certainly a toelis in learning a particular area of Torah that's shaykh to the Indian that you're going through. Rav Kook here doesn't focus on that. He says that as far as, of course, is that generally the light of Torah that's ma'ayra, that's tzad ruchni, always, no matter what you're learning, it brings you back and closer to that, what we're learning in the list. If it brings you closer to that shorish of Torah that's inside yourself, and that place is the nefesh l'kis. So whether you're learning Dini Maamonos, or you're learning Hilchos Chanukah, or you're learning Parshas HaShavua, the koyach of Torah is that koyach that takes you back of the atzmius. And when you get closer to your atzmius, mimeila, that which is not atzmius gets burnt, gets destroyed. So as far as that's concerned, Rav Kook says, whatever you're learning, kol nei Torah shavna. Omnam, he says, however, omnam, mitzad his galus ha'atzmi shel ha'oir ha'elokis, how much of the, to be able to reveal the etzem ha'oir ha'elokis, to reveal completely and fully the actual light of God that shines deep inside each and every one of us, to get past bad stuff and to overcome bad habits, so that whatever you're learning can help. Anything that a person learns is getting them closer to that world of atzmius, and it's bringing him to a place of muskolos kedoshos, a holy way of thinking. He starts to look at things that are not nice as being for what they are, that it's stupid, it's ridiculous, what am I doing? So that's fine. But mitzad his galus ha'atzmius shel ha'or elokis, Torah is a samchai. Torah is like a drug that gives life. And it works for everything. But mitzad his galus ha'atzmius shel ha'or elokis, as far as revealing the actual essence of that light of God within oneself, shemar ves haneshama, that is quenching the soul, kaisi revaya, that fills the soul, and that ultimately can satisfy the thirst of the soul of the Jew, there, Rav Kook says, is a difference. There's a difference. Yesh hevdol gadol ben dover gadol v'dover katan. There's already a big difference between dover gadol and dover katan. What does Rav Kook say? There's a big difference between dover gadol and dover katan. What does it mean, dover gadol and dover katan? He's borrowing a term from the Gemara. Where Chazal themselves say that dover katan is the havayis of Abaye and Rava. The revealed Torah, Shas and Poskim, is called Dover Katan. The arguments of Abaye and Rava, in other words, Nigla, the revealed Torah, that's called Dover Katan. What's Dover Gadol? Maise Bereishis, Maise Makadol, Maise Bereishis. Sisra Torah, the secrets of Torah, Pnimiyas HaTorah, Nister, that's called Dover Gadol. They're both great, but the Havayis of Abaye and Rava, Chazal call Dover Katan, and Maise Breis, Maise Makav is Dover Gadol, the secrets of Torah, Pnimiyas HaTorah, each person on his level. That's called Dover Gadol. So there, Rav Kook says, that when it comes to getting out of the bad stuff, the more you invest in Elokus, meaning your mind and holy thoughts, Mimela, the bad stuff falls by their side. But as far as the tzad hachiyuvi, the positive side of being able to fully access the elokus within oneself, in order for the soul to be, for the unbelievable thirst of the soul to be quenched, for the soul of the Jew to be satisfied, that the person's neshama is, that he comes completely back into that place of who he is, of elokus. There, Rav Kook says, of course, we're going to talk much, much, much more about that throughout the sefer. The difference between Dover Gadol and Dover Katan. He just brings it up here. There, he says, there's a big difference between Dover Gadol and Dover Katan. There's a difference of what you learn. There's a chiluk. When it comes to the Etzem HaNeshama, Rav Kook over and over and over says that without Pnimius HaTorah it's impossible to access that. And that's Beferish and Chazal, Megro, and all the Tzadikim said. That Nigla is the outside of Torah, and Nistar is the inside of Torah. The Ikar of Nigla is that it destroys the army of Esav. It burns away the other side. But as far as the actual Elokus, the Nefesh Elokis, that is deeply, deeply, deeply connected to the Nista and Liman HaNista, Primus HaTar. So when everybody is wondering how he's supposed to overcome the Gashmis of these days, which is Rabban Vatsuman, it's so crazy the stuff that's going on, the answer is there's a difference between Dova Gadol and Dova Katan. You have to learn both. If a person only learns the Dova Katan, only that part of Torah that's called Dova Katan, he's not going to be able to contend with the enemy who's Gadol V'Odson. But only a Jew who learns Dova Gadol and Dova Katan, both, has such a kayach to be able to come to the Atzmius and to be able to quench that thirst that he has within him. That's only that. There, he says, Rav Kook says that's the missing dovakadl. Now, it's important that on more of a level of nigla that we'll see not next week. I won't be here, but the following Arab Shabbos, that we're going to learn the Igeres Hamusa. This piece in the Igeres Hamusa, it's a very basic piece in the Igeres Hamusa, to understand it on a very practical level, more the koyach of the dovakadl. And then we'll continue. Rav Kook is going to focus more on, as we go through the parak and the sefer, on the davar gadol. Prayers, mechanic, Shabbos.